And then I had to call the insurance people to see if they would pay for it, and I called the people's homeowner, and nobody was going to pay for it.
Except Blue Cross.
No, they won't even pay for it.
Wow.
And after the first $100, if it's accidental, they'll pay for it.
Well, I hope it wasn't accidental.
Well, it was accidental, but they won't do anything at his age because they say they would just have to keep changing the caps because he's growing, and so they're just leaving him in there.
Until 2 years.
And we have a 2-year statute of limitations, so I don't know. But then I had to explain on the phone to these people's insurance agent what had happened, you know, and I, my little boy had his head in the dumpster.
Yeah.
And it was just really funny. It was like when my daughter drove the car.
Mm-hmm.
She was just learning how, and she drove up into the driveway, and she got ready to stop. My husband was with her, and instead of stopping, she put her foot on the gas.
Oh my God.
And she went right. She hit half of the garage door and knocked that down.
Yeah.
And she hit right the brick wall, and the whole brick wall fell down. There was a great big shrub out there. It knocked down half of the shrub, and the car was just propped up against the house with the motor running. And
I saw my dad. He got out of it. I mean, that's so funny.
Yeah. Well, she was in the car, and she was scared to death. And my husband got so mad, he jumped out of the car with the motor still running, and he came up to me, and he said, "It's all your fault."
It was all your fault. It was. He said, "Get in that car, Dad."
Well, that was like $1,000 worth of damage. So homeowners and insurance and everything did take care of that because she had just gotten her license about 2 hours before her beginner's permit.
2 hours, man.
But anyway, they gave us money to fix the front of the car, and I fixed the TV set
with it.
I still have a dent in the front of my car.
No, that car's not messed up.
Mm-hmm.
Just got a little dent in it.
You know what? I need to find out some more about your ancestry. Do you know? Let's see. You were born in Jacksonville, and your parents came from.
Now, my mother came from Kansas, Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
Out in that area, but her mother was French, and she was pure French.
Yeah.
She was Creole, French Creole.
Uh-huh.
And she was living in New Orleans, and they always talk about this red-haired Irishman, pure Irish, came through and married this black-headed French woman, and they went out west, and he was trying to discover gold.
Uh-huh.
And it's a very romantic type story because something happened. My mother's mother died of typhoid fever when my mother was only 3 years old. And the relatives, they promised to keep my mother if the father would just leave and never come back. I mean, they didn't want any red-haired Irishmen in their French Creole family. So the saying goes, they paid him off with a C note and he left. And so they raised my mother out there, and she went to nursing school in Philadelphia.
Mm-hmm.
And then she came to Jacksonville. Somehow the aunt or something had moved to Jacksonville.
Mm-hmm.
But they were quite wealthy out there in Colorado. Mm-hmm. And but somehow my aunt managed to get all my mother's money and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And then my father was born in England, and he had a girlfriend over in England who married this American man, and I think he was a sailor, and she followed him back over here, and she kept writing him these notes, "I'm so unhappy."
Uh-huh.
So he came over to see about his old girlfriend, and met my mother, and married my mother, and she never finished nursing school. She had like 2 months. She had gotten sick, and she had come down here to recuperate, and she didn't finish nursing school. She married my father, and he's very, very much English, and he still speaks with an English accent and has those English ways. And so here's this hodgepodge of the mother from the, you know, from the pure French mother and the Irish father, and they made a trip back out to Colorado because he was her